Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
It always worries me when a conversation I'm having with a group of people or just one other person turns into a big gossip session where we all start to bag out, put down, laugh at, shake our head at, and sometimes go a little bit too far about someone we all know. Now, at this point in time, you're saying, Aaron, that's dreadful. I would never do such a thing. Well, I'm sure I'm not alone, and I'm happy to admit this wrong publicly and my desire to stop letting this happen. These kinds of conversations worry me because I wonder at the end of it all what these people are now saying about me behind my back, apart from the whole thing of being really cruel and unfair to someone who can't defend themselves or justify whatever might be going on. But back to me, though. I do wonder at the end of these conversations what those people would say about me behind my back. What annoying quirk, habit, personality trait do I have that everyone else has a laugh at, shakes their head at, bags me out, puts me down, etc., etc.? You get the idea. Now, we could throw a whole bunch of Bible verses at this, like the one about the speck of dust in your brother's eye and the log in your own. But there's another aspect to these kind of conversations that we need to consider, and that is where our words come from. The good book says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. It's kind of like a boiling pot of pasta with a lid on. The activity in the pot becomes so frantic that it eventually lifts the lid and spews out foamy, boiling hot water. It's a humbling and worrying thought to consider that these kinds of conversations, as nasty as they can become, is just the overflow of what is actually going on in our hearts, in my heart. My heart needs work, and I'm sure I'm not alone. God can help. Actually, he can transform the whole situation. Let's ask him today. I'm Aaron Wright.